Good morning. I wonder what today brings. I've checked in with Andrew Bensley. I think the favoured way is a plague of locusts. But if you text me and tell me there's a spaceship hovering over the Art Centre Independence Day style, I'll be inclined to believe you this morning. If you're a Demons fan, you're just hoping the apocalypse holds off till Sunday morning, aren't you? It feels like the city of the damned at the moment. Ping through your state of mind, just out of sheer curiosity. We're in this infernal wait, racked by pandemic, in lockdown, city under siege, earthquake. What's next? What's your state of mind? 0433 98 11 16. What they are in Perth is on tenterhooks with the COVID alert in Western Australia. The front page of the paper has the blazing headline, "Living on a Prayer." Dear God, can you please not let COVID ruin our grand final? We promise to be good and the whole of WA will thank you for it. This was the worry. This was the worry. Can you imagine? It doesn't bear thinking about. So where to find refuge? I put to you that the mind of Blighty would be a perfectly good place to start in grand final week. The insights of Daisy, the strategy of Geno. Hamish Blake's going to join me. We've found a bulldog bloodline in Catalan, so we'll head to Spain. Billy Slater with an eye toward the storm. So let's get deep into our grand final discussion this Thursday morning as the state of readiness for the two captains in particular sharpens.
We've had some good teams. The Neil Danaher era in the late 90s, 2000s, a really good team. The late 80s was a really good team. But unfortunately, they didn't get to hold the cup up. So it's over to me and my boys and Goody's boys. And hopefully we get a chance to do it on Saturday night.
Do you sense that responsibility as captain?
I don't at the moment, Nick, just because I feel like the leaders that I have around me have done a great job sharing the load. So I feel like I'm going out there with Jack Marnie, Christian Petracca, Stephen May and Jake Lever, and we're all leading this side to where we want to get to. And I understand that if it does come to the point where we win, I will initially get up on stage with Goody most likely. But those boys are, in my eyes, leading the team as much as I am.
There's no doubt that I've grown as a football player, as a leader, and the position of skipper definitely asks you different questions in terms of, you know, how you think the football club should continue to grow and improve itself. And you get an opportunity. That's probably the thing about leadership, is you get an opportunity to, put your voice to things, challenge obviously each other in a way that you feel like can help us. But ultimately it's a collective that puts you in this position. So at times I reckon I get probably too much credit for the team and what we've been able to do so far, and then hopefully there's more for us, you know, in the weekend.
Marcus Bontempelli and Max Gawn with us last night on 360.